A Green Corridor Conquest, April 24, 2023. A new consortium will explore the options for developing a maritime green corridor for the zero-emission shipping of iron ore between South Africa and Europe. This groundbreaking initiative is the first of its kind from Africa and represents an important step in the continent's involvement in shipping's decarbonization. Maritime green corridors. Routes between major port hubs where zero-emission solutions are supported and demonstrated have swiftly become recognized as one of the most important tools to aid industry and governments in the decarbonization of the maritime sector. The consortium, bringing together Anglo-American, Tata Steel, CMB, VUKA Marine, Freeport Saldanha, and ENGIE, is convened by the Global Maritime Forum to assess how zero-emission shipping on the corridor can unlock new opportunities for South Africa's sustainable development and contribute to a just transition to a zero-emission maritime ecosystem. The consortium's initiative to explore the development of the Green Corridor between South Africa and Europe builds on shipping's energy transition, strategic opportunities in South Africa. A report prepared by P4G and the Getting to Zero Coalition. The report identifies promising opportunities for South Africa to establish itself as a key player in the global transition to renewable forms of energy and zero-emission shipping. It is fantastic to see this powerful industry consortium come together around a new green corridor with one side in South Africa, particularly as it sends a clear signal of industry action as we go into negotiations at MEPC80 in July, says Johanna Christensen, CEO of the Global Maritime Forum. We hope this project will lay bare a viable shipping decarbonization pathway towards real-world implementation, generating sustainable growth and business opportunities for South Africa and the region, with synergies for other sectors of the economy. Cross-industry collaboration is the key to shaping a sustainable maritime industry. We are looking forward to joining other industry leaders in exploring pathways to zero-emission shipping of iron ore between South Africa, where our Kumba mines produce high-quality iron ore, and Europe, where many of our customers are located, adds Peter Whitcutt, CEO of Anglo-American's marketing business. An important step toward wider industry decarbonization, this initiative also aligns with Anglo-American's ambition to reach carbon neutrality for our controlled ocean freight by 2040. Share.